Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Meta Cafe. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back and relax, and let's chat about what's going on in the sky today. But as you can see, I am not alone. This morning, as promised, I have Lynn Goldberg, who is an oracle card reading. She has been supplying us from time to time with the wisdom of the, oh gosh, I'm going to mess this up, the 64 Faces of Wisdom deck. There she is, hanging it up there for us to see, based on the Gene Keys. And I absolutely love that deck, and it's beautiful, and I thank her for, you know, participating at that level. So let me introduce Lynn Goldberg. Good morning, Lynn, and welcome to the Meta Cafe.
Good morning. It's so fun to be here with you, and I love the name, the Meta Cafe. I'm all about metaphysical, and so great. Can't wait.
The name is because, rather than like the Astro Cafe or something like that, because there's so many times we're talking about things other than just astrology. So in the origins of it, we were doing both tarot cards and astrology. So it felt more meta than it felt just astro. So I just kept the name Meta Cafe. So
very groovy.
Yeah. So Lynn, everybody is saying good morning. Can you see the roll of people that are popping up to say hi?
Maybe, not yet, but maybe there's something I can click on and I can kind of start to see it. Let's see the comments. I'll see if I can get that.
Yeah, so there's Debbie, good morning. Vanita, good morning. Mimi, good morning. And there are other people who will check in with us throughout the morning. So Lynn is someone that, you know, I don't know how you found me. I really don't know, but I do know that one day she popped up in the conversation in the morning and shared a card with us. And then she kept showing up, and I'm like, I gotta go find out who she is. So I went onto Facebook, the usual place, did a search, found you, and discovered that she was an oracle card reader. And I saw, I don't know if that was your first Facebook Live that you did, Lynn, or what, but so, you know, right on and so good at what you're doing. I went, I got to have her come on the show. And she agreed. So Lynn, give us a little bit of background about who you are and how you came to be doing oracle readings.
Sure. And I'll also say a little tidbit. I'm in a human design chart chat group. And one of the ladies posted about you, I think, because I found you. And then, you know, I couldn't watch you for a while. But then when I found you again, I was like, how, why am I following you? And I found out you do human design and gene keys and astrology and you pull oracle cards. So you were like my peeps or my, you know, soul family, whatever. So I'm so excited.
Exactly. Soul family. I love it.
Yeah. So I lived in Albuquerque for a lot of years and I got a few oracle decks. I thought they were a few. And then I was called to Michigan to take care of my dad, who was very ill, and my mom. And I ended up taking this course by Denise Lynn to be a certified oracle card reader. But at the time, I thought, you know, I'll just do this for me. But, you know, fast forward like a year or so later, it just all flipped. And I actually took the course twice. And I really noticed that I have like 40 decks, not a couple of decks.
And I have an entire basket like this down here too. So I gotcha. Yeah.
And I've been pulling cards for friends and not really acknowledging it. And I've been into metaphysics ever since I met my best friend. He handed me a book, The Wisdom of Florence Scovel Shinn. And then we found out about, you know, he told me about Louise Hay. And I did transformational work like Landmark Education and Matrix Energetics. And I was writing it all down. I just do so many things, A Course in Miracles. And I know about Jean Hainer's 9-star chi system. So I like to roll. And I've always been claircognizant, and I know that I am. And so I like to weave together everything. And I think from my human design, I love to communicate and explain things. I'm the right angle cross of explanation. So that makes sense.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes. So I've been traveling for a whole year. This whole year, we sold our house. My mom moved with my brother and sister-in-law. I don't know. Tell me if I'm getting too off track. But what I wanted to say is I've been traveling and taking pictures. So that's why my Instagram is traveling_oracle_Lynn S. Goldberg. And I'm going to create my own oracle deck with these pictures I'm taking. I'm also have this divine download about creating a blended oracle deck with the gene keys, crystals, animals. It's like got a whole, I don't even know, astrology, I think. It's going to have something, but it's not, it's more than I actually physically know, like intellectually, logically. So I have to wait for the downloads. But that came to me in an inspired way. So the point I was trying to make, maybe to try to be a little shorter, is that I've been carrying 5 decks with me, which I'd like to, you know, I'll show you and maybe we'll pick cards later for people. You know, yeah, I have the.
I'm gonna move the screen to be just you so that everybody will be able to see the cards. So just give me a second here.
For sure.
Let's see if I hide your name there for a second. Show us your decks.
Okay. So I have, this is Rosie Aronson's, the ones I've been picking for you guys, the Wisdom Keepers, the 64 Faces of Awakening. Rosie, she channeled these stories about each deck, the guidance, the gift is so profound, and it, you know, it ties into the Gene Keys, the human design, it ties into the I Ching, ties into our 64 codons in our DNA. So yeah, they're just amazing. And I actually already picked up a card, but I'll do that in a little bit.
Okay.
And then another deck I'm using is the Keepers of the Light by Kyle Gray. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him.
No, not at all.
He's a young Scottish man who's been doing this since he was 16. And they are amazing. So I was thinking maybe if we pick cards for people, I may use this deck. It's all like angels, ascended masters, archangels. He likes, he has Jesus and Mother Mary. And then I also have this beautiful deck that was done on a Kickstarter campaign. It's called, I found it on YouTube. It's called the Samadhi Oracle by Jess and Sahil Permeswar. And it has Hindu gods and goddesses. It has deities. It has symbols.
Wow.
And I picked for today for us, me and for us, which was perfect, was with Maruga, which has to do with fearlessness. So, you know, I was feeling a little nervous and a little anxious. Maybe some other people are about other things. So I just, oh, they're just gorgeous cards. And then my last deck that I'm, oh no, I have 2 more. One I was gifted. So I studied with Denise Lynn more than once. And I have her Sacred Traveler Oracle deck, which is a fairly new one.
That's beautiful.
I just got gifted this at my Red Lotus Women's Mystery School. So the cards are just beautiful.
Gosh.
And, she gifted us like a singing bowl and the cards and a... And I was going to say, actually, I'm wearing, I don't know if you can see it, but I'm wearing this beautiful necklace. And I actually made it at her retreat. And then the very last deck I've been using, because it gives you kind of small actions to take. It's the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit by Kim Kranz. Or I hope I'm saying her name right.
I don't know. That's an interesting cover.
Yeah, well, the Wild Unknown, she has a tarot deck, the Wild Unknown Tarot. And this is more cards like a tarot deck, but this has 4 elements, earth, air, fire, and water, and then actually 5 and spirit. Mm-hmm. And they're animals, animal guidance. And she tells you at the end, the energy, if you're in balance or out of balance, and a small little cure or something you could do to be in more balance. So I know some of them are dark, but others are brighter. Let's see. Oh, here's one. The bee.
Lovely.
Yeah, it's a beautiful deck. So those are the decks I've been using. I have many, many more. And I also on my phone, I love that deck you use, The Wisdom of the Oracle by Colette.
Yeah.
And I also have her new Colette's The Shaman, The Mystical Shaman. That is super magical to me.
Yeah. And so when you travel, you take those five decks, or do you take all of your decks with you?
I am traveling with a small suitcase. Well, now I have a bigger one. I'm traveling with a singing bowl. I have the five decks of cards. I have, I don't know if I can, I can't move the computer so easily, but I have at least like 10 different crystals. I have a chime and
You have a meta pack.
I
You need
do. I have essential
to pack all
oils.
of your metaphysical stuff.
I do. And my friend was saying, take the cards out to make your suitcase lighter. I'm like, no. In fact, I just added a collapsible hula hoop because I love to hula hoop to be in alignment.
I love it. Like a
Yeah.
little gyroscope going around you.
Yeah, because I'm also a big fan of Abraham Hicks, just always trying to raise my vibration and be in, be in the vortex, be connected to source as much as I can.
So the card that you showed us that was fearlessness, or
Fearless.
was that the card that you had referred to that you drew for us, or was that one you drew for yourself before we went on air?
That was before we went on the air. I did a quick Facebook Live. I'm so new to it, but that was my third live. And then here's the one I draw for all of us. I did it from Rosie's deck again. It was very interesting. So maybe you can say more too after I read you a tiny bit of guidance. It's 21. It's authority, the gene key, the gift of authority. And it's the shadow of
Hold on, I'm gonna
control.
solo you for a second. There you go.
And it's the shadow of control, and it's the city of valor, which is really interesting. Valor is even a central oil. It's one of my favorites in the Young Living group. But would you like me to just read a little bit?
Yeah, read what you got.
Okay. I come to share that true power has nothing to do with money or control. True power is about speaking and acting from the heart, and grounding all that you do in a deep desire to serve. Becoming the true authority in your own life requires both that you surrender and that you rise up to meet whatever life brings your way with enthusiasm, gratitude, and a deep sense of responsibility. You will know that you are owning your authority when you inspire loyalty and connectivity wherever you go. When everyone you represent, no matter what role they play, feels empowered, impassioned, and respected, it's time to listen deeply to the will of the groups in your life and act sincerely on their behalf. It is time to become the trustworthy person I know that you can be. And I love that. And as always, there's always a bigger channeled message going on, but it's much longer. This deck, when I first picked a card for myself, it made me cry. It was so profound. So hopefully you'll have Rosie on maybe one day.
Actually, I did connect with Rosie, and she is getting ready to move. And so we've decided that in January, after she's done with her move, we would reconnect and get her onto the show. She was really excited to come on. So I'm excited to have her so we can pick her brain about what she was, how'd she do that and put it together, just like we're going to pick your brain today a little bit about doing readings and things for people. I know everybody out there is going to want a reading and at least maybe have a card pulled for them. But there's a couple of other things that Lynn does here that I want her to be able to share about because I was kind of floored that she's also a child's author and has written some children's books. Tell us about those, Lynn.
Oh, well, I actually wrote one book so far, but it's
Cool.
in a series of books. So it's going to be hopefully maybe even a series of seven. It's called A Wrinkle and a Twinkle and a Zip. And the little in parentheses name is Lenny Susu's Great Alaskan Adventure. And it was sort of a channel book that all came to me on the cadence of it and the words. When I was walking home and I lived in Albuquerque from work one day, and I almost didn't change anything about it, but I didn't publish it till just last year when I connected with a illustrator who, I do some art, but I couldn't put to paper what was in my head I'd like it to look like. So my artist is just incredible, and it was all divine, like timing. My nephew, I was talking to him, and he said, "Oh, my best friend's an artist." And at the time, I didn't have a lot of money, so I knew what I wanted to pay. And he was a student, and he was so happy to get the amount I could pay. And
Yeah.
he did an amazing job. So yeah, so it's all published and it ends with a question mark. So there's more books to come. Nice. And I'm also working on I don't know if that'll be a kid's book. I love metaphysics and I love like Florence Scovel Shinn and Louise Hay. So I have a book, it's sort of like a body blessing book. I'm really good at doing rhyming affirmations. And so it's something like that.
Wow. You're a poet.
Maybe.
Well, so you think that there will be another 6 books then in this series that maybe you're doing for children? Is it, like you said, what was the title? It had something like Travels in Alaska or something?
Yeah, so she uses magic. A Wrinkle and a Twinkle and a Zip is a magical way that she transports herself to different places. And the first adventure is in Alaska. And it's actually loosely based, like I bicycle toured across the country, and then I went to Alaska where a bear ate my freeze-dried meal, and a moose almost ran me over, for real. And so those little, just tiny tidbits, you know, there's a grizzly bear she meets, and it's a very young children's picture book, but she meets a grizzly bear and a moose, and her bicycle was kind of inspired, like I go everywhere on the bicycle, I don't really like to drive, and yeah. So loosely inspired by my life.
Based on real experiences. Like that's perfect. So now you're leaving for California in a few days. Maybe the next one's about a trip to California.
Yeah. And I also may incorporate all the places I've been, because this year I've been to Iceland and Amsterdam and Budapest and Prague, Austria in Vienna. And I went to the North Sea by outside of Amsterdam and met one of my fellow Oracle students that were in the class with me that I never met in person. And I got to meet her and talk to her and go to the North Sea. And then I traveled all around the United States and Canada and Alaska. So who knows? Yeah.
So you're looking at your book as well as you as a world traveler.
Yes.
Very cool. Well, I have asked Lynn to pull a card for us that represents Jupiter in Sagittarius. As I was awoken this morning at about, I guess it was close to 4:10, 4:11, something like that. I can't remember. It was 4:09. That's what it was. And I thought, what am I doing awake? And I felt this like vibration moving through me that were like excitement, right? Building. And like, when you get butterflies in your stomach. And I'm like, okay, what is going on that at this time of the morning I'm going to be having butterflies in my stomach? And then I remembered, Jupiter was moving into Sagittarius at 4:36 a.m. my time. And so, of course, what I was doing was sensing that very last moment. And finally, it was a little bit after 4:45 that I fell back to sleep. And I realize now that the strength of these planets when they change signs is huge. And of course, Jupiter's a big planet, everyone. And it, you know, I've called it the vacuum cleaner of the solar system in the past, because astronomers know that it acts as a clearer of the debris, let's say, of the atmosphere around the planets. And if we didn't have a Jupiter, we would have a lot more bombardment by meteors and asteroids, etc. So Jupiter in and of itself is a huge planet. It's important in the grand scheme of the solar system. And it is also important then in the grand scheme of our world here and the astrology of what it's going through. And because it spends between 12 and 13 months in each sign that it goes through, we have an elongated period of time to experience the lessons, the growth, the expansion, the wisdom gathering of Jupiter. And now that Jupiter's in Sagittarius, we have access to more optimism and more excitement. And certainly the expansion that we're moving toward is more faith, more trust, and a connection to the higher power, whatever you call that, you know. And also, the next year is about us really taking a step back and looking at the bigger picture. You know how sometimes we say you can't see the forest for the trees, Lynn? Well, this is the time to step back so you can see the whole forest and you can see the trees. So it's going to be an interesting year on the, you know, we've talked, you know, pretty much in depth about this whole transit. But, you know, the one downside, if you will, is that people may feel so optimistic and so excited that they take steps that aren't correct for them, or they get themselves, you know, overly taxed into a project, or they get themselves overly financially burdened by something that they thought in their mind was going to be possible for them. So we've got to, you know, enact a sort of checks and balances for us over the next couple of several months, at least up until the time where Jupiter turns retrograde, which I think is in April of 2019. Today, the moon is also finishing up her transit through Scorpio. She's void, of course, right now until 11 a.m. my time. So your central time there. So that would mean about 1 o'clock your time, 12:01, yeah. And she's going to move right into a conjunction with Jupiter at 0 degrees of Sagittarius. So the moon is actually going to, you know, kind of jump in and kind of kick off Jupiter's transit through here. So I think the information that we learn right now about what Jupiter is bringing us to is hugely impactful for us, as it maybe sets the stage for what's to come over the next 12 to 13 months.
Well, I originally pulled that one card that I read, the Authority, but I pulled this one more while you were speaking.
Okay.
And I picked it from the Sacred Traveler, and it actually was the card Grounding. Ooh. And should I read it to you guys?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to put you on solo, so hold on a minute so everybody can see, and lift the card up just a little bit.
Okay, and nothing ever changes in my screen.
That's okay, but everybody else is seeing is what's changing. Okay. Okay, so that looks interesting. What does it say down there at the bottom?
It says, go deep, explore your roots. Yeah.
Wow.
I love that.
That's
beautiful. There's two messages. One is the inherent card meaning, and one is a message from the Sacred Traveler. So take time to ground yourself in what is truly essential. Remember what's important in life and let go of everything else. Let go of the busyness and the frantic pace of life. Frenetic. Sorry, I always have a hard time with that word. Pace of life. Be present in the moment. Release the flurry of worry about the future or the rehashing of the past. This is a time to engage and reflect. It might be worth taking a second look at something you previously passed over. Things may not always be as they seem. Look deeper into the situations and relationships in your life. I was going to say that kind of is a little bit like what you were saying. You know, Jupiter, it's expansive, but sometimes we can get so enthusiastic that we're running forward without really looking at the details. So I'm wondering if that kind of is, you know, in tandem with that.
Do you know what reminds me of, Lynn, is that of the moon, and it's getting ready to conjunct Jupiter, kind of setting the stage for what's to come. So I think that's a really good message.
Explore your roots. Something that seems closed may in fact be just ready to open. If you go beneath the surface, you may find hidden gems of truth, light, or abundance. And there's just a little bit more. So the Sacred Traveler wants you to know, sometimes the voyage is fraught with the activity of so many places to go and things to do that personal energy gets scattered. It's during these times that the Sacred Traveler needs to ground their energy. Grounding can be simply a matter of leaning against a tree and imagining yourself reaching into the roots and up to the branches. This card can also mean you need to stand up for yourself. Don't back down. Stand up for those who can't protect themselves. Believe in yourself. Hold firm to what you know to be true. You're like the ancient oak with its roots deep in the earth. You are noble, valiant, and strong. Yeah. And that's always a great message for everyone. Just a reminder, you know, I don't know how much it plays with the energies because you're more, I study a little astrology, but I mostly get my information from people like you and a few others that I follow. I'm still learning. Yeah.
I think that fits quite nicely, actually, with everything that's going on. And, you know, there's still quite a bit of Earth energy out there asking us to be that grounded, because Pluto and Saturn are both in Capricorn, earth, earth, and earth, right? So, and that drumbeat of earth is getting louder and louder as we move through into 2019. So it's an important message, I think, for everybody right now, setting that stage for a long time yet to come. So,
right.
Thank you.
Oh,
question. So how is it that you decide which deck that you're going to use when you're working with someone?
Well, sometimes I let them, sometimes I have a sense of these decks I like to use. If I had all my decks with me, I know things really fast. So I can't, for me, I have that splenic awareness and I just do everything really fast. In fact, I used to pick with my right hand, but when I was learning from Denise, and they have, you know, people that teach it, often they'll tell you, you know, to rub your hands together and to energetically feel which card wants to be pulled. All that is too slow for me, because if I do that, I'm wired. I have only two channels. I have the channel of the gate. Let's see. Is it the channel of correction? The 1858? I have the 1858, the channel of correction, and I have the knowing.
Yeah.
The 4323. That's the only channels I have.
The breakthrough. What do we call that one? The freak to genius channel.
Yeah. And I'm all about possibility. So for me, I've always picked really fast. So I started picking with my other hand, which I think as a child, I actually was left-handed and they switched me, but I picked with my left hand. And then I started getting, as I was playing more, I started picking, letting the card pop out a lot of times. But I just try to go quickly and feel it, though sometimes I can sense somebody sort of, you know, not everyone likes, like these are really deep cards. And there's a lot to process. And not everyone is that kind of person. So if I'm kind of feeling that that person might be a little hesitant, I'll give them what I have with me and let them pick the decks. So sometimes we'll only use one or two. I often use all five, but, you know, I let them have some say in it. And often my clients will say, oh, I want to go with what you were drawn. Like I just did a reading yesterday for a woman who won my contest. And she said that. I had set it up a particular way, getting all ready for her. And I asked, and she said, I want to go with what your gut says, which was how I set it up. So we did that. You know, it's awesome. And it's so amazing how those threads of themes go. And even though there are so many different decks, like for her reading trust, something about trust was in almost like all five decks. It was amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So tell us about your Facebook lives and what is it that you're doing during your Facebook lives? What is the purpose in them and how can people find you to participate?
Okay, well, I'm really new to the live. So while I was traveling, what I would do is I just record a video. I'd be in Prague or somewhere at my hotel. I'd pick a card or I'd either do it on camera or, you know, and I'd like to, I'm learning things. I'm getting downloads and I was feeling like maybe other people could benefit from this. And so now that I'm doing lives, I'd love for people to get to tap into their own inner authority, to be able to, you know, get reminders. Like it's so easy to forget as the energy gets chaotic. Well, you know, with astrology and everything, I try to remind people like to breathe, to tap into source. And because I'm having to do all that, like my whole year was about trusting. Like, I don't know where I'm living. You know, I'm staying with friends. I don't you know, I don't know 100% what I'm doing next besides oracle readings in my book, of course, and all that. But is there something else that I'm meant to do? And for a lot of years, I worked more conventional jobs like Whole Foods and REI and stuff. So I think this is a big breakthrough for me. So with my Facebook Lives, I'd like to draw in like-minded, inspiring people that want breakthrough results and to help them just to, you know, tap into that love that is inside them and their own inner wisdom. Yeah. Thanks.
So are you actually doing readings during your Facebook Live or are you teaching people about how to do readings?
Well, I haven't yet. Actually, my thought was to do a lot of, so if we get to do some mini readings today, that'll be awesome. No, I haven't done any live readings yet. I've only done the little recorded ones. And I'm a little technology challenged, just a tiny bit. I have an older computer, so I have to work it out. So when I do the live to do a reading, I can't just have my small cell phone like I've been using. I've got one of those really tiny ones, and I can't really see the comments very much. So I have to have some kind of a platform like this where I could see the comments and pull cards for people. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a great platform. I mean, you have the option, like right now we're on the talk show kind of space that they have. They also have an interview space. Like, we could have used that one too, but I like this one because it's more versatile. And then there's also the solo option. So it has a lot of really good things. And then you just, it automatically, seamlessly goes on to Facebook Live.
Nice. Yeah. And I love this. Thank you for this opportunity, Jana. This is amazing. Yeah.
Do you have a set time that you appear on Facebook Live, or is that just kind of?
It's been really different because right now I'm staying with a family. My friends, they treat me just like I'm one of the family, but they have two small children and the husband is away. So every day is different. And then I am going to be gone for that class from Saturday to November 18th. So the retreat doesn't have the internet or anything. So hopefully I can jump on once in a while and just post a little something, but hopefully I'll be doing more lives after I get back.
After you get back, yeah. That sounds like a good plan. So Lynn has offered to do mini readings for people this morning. So I know that they're always excited to have astrology readings. So I can't imagine they wouldn't want a card reading. So if you have a question that you would like to ask Lynn to draw a card for, then type it into the chat. And I'm not sure if she can see it, but I can see it. And I will be able to read that to her. And then
What was that?
Do you have a specific deck that you want to use for people, or are you just going to leave that open?
I was thinking, because they're mini readings, some of these decks are a lot more involved. I was thinking either the Keepers of the Light, maybe the Sacred Traveler. And I have a deck, like sometimes just for a quick mini reading, Soul Coaching Oracle Card Deck by Denise Lynn is a really, really good deck. And I actually have her deck on my phone that I can shuffle and read about it, everything. But I just wanted to tell people that you don't want to ask, if you do ask a question, I can just give you a general card, but you don't want to ask a yes or no question generally. You want to hold, and I personally don't always like to know the question. More like you hold the question in your mind. I'll connect with you via your name, heart to heart, and then I'll pick you a card.
Well, we have several people already volunteering. We're going to take Mimi first. Mimi just says whatever the universe wants her to know.
Oh, awesome. Okay. And Mimi, I think I am going to use this Soul Coaching Oracle card deck for you. And it's really beautiful and the guidance is spot on. So Mimi and I are going to just take a deep breath together. Maybe you'll just close your eyes, Mimi, if you can, not if you're driving. And I'm just going to pick a card for you for your highest good, what your soul wants you to know. Okay. So let me show you one second. Oh, this is beautiful. So the card name is called Inspiration. And I could send you some of these, I don't know, or post them on my page.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'll have to, I'm not taking notes. I don't know if there's any way people can, maybe.
I'll take notes.
Okay, so I can know.
Inspiration?
Yeah, let me read you and see if there's, and I usually what I do is I'll read it, and if there's anything extra to tell you, Mimi, I'll add to it. So inspiration. So be open to divine inspiration. You inspire others. Immense creativity, motivation, and energy are expanding in your life right now. Your soul wants you to know. Life without the fire of new ideas is dull and separates you from all that's the sacred. Creativity and inspiration are, in fact, receptivity. Oh, that's beautiful. Being open to the creator. Even if the motivation that occurs seems unusual or strange, welcome new ideas and fresh ways of viewing the world. And here, what I was inspired to say about that is I follow Abraham Hicks a lot. And I don't know if you know them, Mimi, but as Abraham was talking about Esther. And one day she got the oddest inspiration. It was an inspiration to move her furniture. But there's a whole really cool Facebook or a YouTube about that where she moved her furniture. She hired two men in a truck, and out of that just had the most delicious, fun interaction, and ended up giving one of the men her book. She had recently just learned how to use her sound system. That was another inspiration. And out of knowing that, she was able to share music with one of the men who was a rapper. So those kind of stories that sound so it sounds like that's not big. That's not, world shattering kind of things. They can help you to be in alignment with your own pure spirit and source and help you move forward with the things you are most passionate about. So open yourself to the deep flowing wellspring of visions, ideas, and intuition that dwell within you. Through the morning mist, the golden light of the sunset, and the wind in the trees, the gentle thoughts at the edge of your mind, let God's or universe's wonderful ideas stimulate, enliven, enrich, and revitalize you. So your affirmation for this card is, I am receiving divine inspiration right now.
Lovely.
And I like to add, every day in every way, I'm receiving divine inspiration right now.
That's awesome. So, I'm playing with the screen if anybody's wondering what the heck I'm doing.
Okay.
So thank you for on Mimi's behalf. And
I hope that resonated with you. And if not, you can let it go, but just give it a couple days to percolate.
Awesome. So then we have Michelle Gay, and she says, yes, please. And I'm assuming, because she didn't put in a question, that she is she's just open to whatever it is you come up with.
Okay. So I think I'm liking this. So I think I'm going to pick you a card from the same deck. Tell me your name, Michelle, was it?
Michelle Gay.
Okay, Michelle. So we're going to take a couple of deep breaths together. We're going to connect heart to heart. Again, unless you're driving, you can close your eyes gently. And you want to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. And that sort of lowers your cortisol and release any worries, thoughts, or concerns. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. And then I'm going to pick your card for your highest good of what your soul would like you to know. Okay. So your card, give me one second. Oh, this is really beautiful. So it's open. The card is called Opening. And it has a big, beautiful pink heart on it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's just gorgeous. So let me read you more of the message here in a minute. Yeah. And I have a little doggy here that's wanting my attention, but hopefully I can. I can't choose it begging me. So opening. So be open to receive the gifts of the universe. There's nothing to fear. So allow your vulnerability to shine. And what I want to say is that vulnerability, like Janet coming live every single day and telling you about herself, that's vulnerable. My teacher, Denise Lynn, every day or every week on her radio show, she says what happens in her environment, like she shares about the fire that, almost ruined their house. That's being vulnerable, but it can be safe to be vulnerable, and it opens you to, somehow being vulnerable opens you to new gifts from the universe. So fling your arms to the heavens and exclaim, I'm ready. Stretch, expand, and venture forth. Doors of opportunity are opening for you. So your soul wants you to know, in nature, periods of contraction, the winter, are followed by periods of expansion, the summer. So although there are times in your life to retreat and be guarded and go within, there are also occasions when it's essential to be absolutely fearless in your openness and vulnerability. So such as the present. And I'll pause this to say that fearlessness keeps coming up too.
Yeah.
Even if you're afraid, it's now appropriate to come out and open your eyes to new experiences, people, places, and things. Forge new directions and initiate new projects. Even if you've closed your heart because of the pain of past wounds, this is time to open yourself wide and full. So your affirmation is, I am open to receiving the gifts of the universe.
So beautiful.
Yeah, thanks, Michelle. I hope that resonates with you.
So I want to just give you the feedback from Mimi. Mimi says, love this. As an artist, this card is a wonderful confirmation. Thank you.
You're most welcome.
And I will relay you what Michelle's comments are as she gets to be able. I'm not sure if she's driving. She usually has to take her daughter to school in the morning, so I'm not sure what she's up to right now. But I want you to, the next person that would like a reading is Debbie Tibbetts Tumiel. Okay. And she doesn't have a specific question, just was up.
Okay. So Debbie, so again, we're going to connect from our hearts and just take a few deep breaths. And if you can, close your eyes gently and in through your nose, out through your mouth, and just release any cares or worries or concerns as you just settle like your chair or wherever you're sitting is source. And then we're going to pick you a card for what your soul would like you to know. Okay. Let's see. Oh, this is gorgeous. Your card is success. It's a hand with a star in the middle. Let's see if I can show it to you all.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. And so tell me if I'm taking too long, but I'm going to read you the guidance for the card. So success, inner and outer success is coming your way. The gates of triumph are waiting to open deep and wide for you. Accept that you're already a winner and even more victories will expand in your life. I'm going to just pause and say that success isn't always about money and material things. Like when you really review your life, like for me, you know, going on that long bicycle tour, that's a success. You know, maybe I'm not seeing monetary, I'm not selling a million books, but I published my book. That's a success. Connecting with you and Janet and this community is a success. So success is in all aspects, not just material and financial. So your soul wants you to know being successful is a state of mind. The more you feel it, the more love, prosperity, fame, and fortune will pour into your life. If a situation knocks you over, get up and brush yourself off and discover what you've learned. You aren't a failure if you fall down, only if you stay down. And I'll pause here to say that, you know, us three profiles in human design, we're meant to like fail, like to do things. It's not failure. We're meant to try it and try it and try it and then weave it all together. So
I always call it trial and error.
Yeah. So keep going and believe in yourself. Celebrate even the smallest victories that occur in your life. So your affirmation is success fills my life in ways beyond my greatest expectations. Oh, that's beautiful. So that's for Debbie, right?
That was for Debbie. Yes. Yeah,
Debbie, that was beautiful. Because, you know, the reader, Janet probably knows, the reader always gets a gift from the message as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So how many more do you want to do? Because there's all kinds of people popping up wanting readings. Are you good to go for maybe another couple?
Yeah, of course. I wanted just to make sure you know, if there's anything else you'd like to do.
I'm as much as anybody else is here, so this is fun for me.
Great. So who's next?
Next is Vicki Clark, and okay. She says she would like a card draw, but she doesn't have a specific subject.
Okay, Vicki, we're going to just take a few deep breaths, connect in our heart and in through your nose, not through your mouth. I know that's probably not the best, being on screen and closing your eyes and breathing, but that's what I like to do. So we said Vicki, right?
Vicki, yes.
Yes, Vicki, here's your card. Oh, gorgeous. Your card, and the reason I take a moment to pause is some of the stuff disappears that's more for the phone. So your card is flow. Can you see that?
Oh, that's beautiful. I like that card.
Yeah, this is a beautiful card deck, flow. So let's read about the guidance from Flow. It's time to let go. You're entering a period of gracious ease and flow. All is unfolding perfectly and with good timing. Everything is falling into place because you aren't resisting the drift of the great river of life. And that's like the Abraham Hicks analogy too. Like, are you letting your canoe just go with the flow of the river? Or are you trying to paddle upstream? Sometimes it takes us a moment to realize we're really efforting. That's kind of their phrase. It's like resistance. And if things are too hard, maybe it's time to take a deep breath and just relax and let that way go, because maybe another way will come to us, or an easier way, or, you know, go get a cup of coffee or hula hoop or dance or bounce a ball. So your soul wants you to know, when you're in a state of flow, you aren't pushing the river to go faster and you aren't swimming against it. You just let go of the shore and enjoy the ride. A Native American saying is, it's best to ride the horse the direction that it's going. If you aren't feeling the smooth currents of life, it might mean that you're trying to control situations in your life, or you're being self-critical or judgmental. And I'll just pause for a second and say, it's so easy to be so self-critical. We don't even realize we're doing it. Like, when we're feeling so yucky, like, how many times a day do we have all those sort of niggling negative thoughts? So that's another thing to just say, you know, thanks for sharing and let that go. The way to move into flow is through gratitude and appreciation. Yeah. And by allowing others to support and help you. I think for women too, it's sometimes hard to ask people to help you and support you. And that's been part of my lesson this year as well. So I hope that resonated with you, Vicki, right?
Yep, Vicki.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lynn. So I want to give you feedback. Debbie Tibbetts says, thank you and perfect. And Michelle says, thank you. Sounds perfect for being, she's going to be at the ocean for the next 5 days enjoying the ocean and being open for magical things to happen.
Awesome.
There are a couple of other people that would like readings, but I want to give you an opportunity to share. You have a special for people who are listeners of the Living Astrology Show. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and what you're offering to everyone?
Sure. So anyone that watches this now or in the replay that would like to get a reading from me, I usually do a 45-minute to hour reading, and I often use all five card decks, and I do 5 to 7 cards of what your soul would like you to know. And I'm offering your peeps, you can email me or private message me, and you want to put Living Astrology, so I'll know you found it from this show. And I'll offer you $55 special for that reading, which is usually a $75 value. And so I love to do readings. It's so fun. We can do it over Skype, FaceTime. I can do a phone reading. A few people chose that, but then you don't get to see the cards, although I could text you pictures. And so you can message me on Lindy's Brilliant Sparkling Light, or you can also email me at, I'll probably type it in because it's an unusual name. It's girlkodiak@juno.com, and it's girlkodiak@juno.com. But I will be away. I'll be blacked out with no internet for the 10th through the 18th.
@juno.com.
I think so. Let's see. Can I move the comments so I can see what you wrote? That's amazing how you do that. Girl, yeah. Kodiak. Perfect. Thank you so much.
And so that's $55 for a reading, and they can email you there. But just know, everybody, that she's going to be gone from November 10th through the 18th. So she'll be scheduling readings for you for after the 18th. And 5 to 7 cards in a draw is going to be pretty intense, pretty in-depth. And this is what your soul wants you to know. I love that. Right? That's like something that's coming from a deep personal place. So... love it. Okay.
Great.
So let's see. We have, I lost everybody. We have Londa who would like a reading. And Londa.
Let's see. And how do you think specific?
So she just said she would like a reading.
Okay. Is her name, is it L as in Lynn, Londa?
Yeah.
Okay. Londa, hi. Just close your eyes for a minute. We're going to take a couple breaths and connect with our heart. And I think I'm going to pull you a card from the Keepers of the Light. So I'm going to pull you one of those. So we're just going to.
I don't know this, but she does this thing that I call transmissions of light.
Nice. I know. I felt drawn to this deck for her.
Oh, that's awesome.
So in through your nose, out through your mouth. We're just going to connect through our hearts and for your highest good, what your soul wants you to know. So just give me 1 second because it's a little different than on the app. Oh, there. Okay. Wow. Gorgeous. Oh, my gosh. You got Rod. I say Rade. It's R-A-D-H-A. Soul flame. Rediscover a lost part of yourself. Experience relationship harmony and healing. Ugh.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Yes. So let's read about her and maybe it'll say how to pronounce her name. I apologize that I don't know exactly.
R-A-D-H-A? Rada?
Rada?
Rada.
Rada. The Hindu goddess Rada is the divine feminine counterpart and the twin flame of Krishna. She is considered to represent Shakti, the divine feminine and the creative spirit of the universe, universal life force. Let me read that again since it's a long sentence. She is considered to represent Shakti, the divine feminine and creative spirit of the universal life force. Without the female, the male cannot be created. And for this reason, Shakti is a powerful force that is honored and cherished. Rada is completely devoted to her partner and illustrates the age-old adage, behind every powerful man is a powerful woman. She is dedicated to supporting all those who seek relationship, harmony, and healing. At one point, she learned what it was like to be separated from Krishna, and so she can also bring great healing to those who are suffering the loss of a partner or separation. So here's your message from your sort of, you know, more channeled message. Loving union, connection, and relationship harmony are key at this time. It's important to remember, though, that relationships won't make you whole. Only your own love can do that. You now have opportunities to find lost parts of yourself, maybe central aspects or the capacity to cherish yourself. The relationships around you will then begin to reflect the love you have for yourself. Increased romance, love, and opportunities to express divine harmony through love are all becoming apparent in your life. You deserve divine love. And Rada, with her Shakti presence, is here to awaken this loving connection within you now. And I'll just pause to say that, you know, cards can be all sorts of layers. They can be guidance if we're a little out of balance. They can be confirmation that we are on balance. They can sort of be saying this is, you're in that flow. So you feel into your heart and see what that feels like for you. Tell me her name again. I'm sorry.
Londa.
What a beautiful name. So let me know if that resonates with you. And if not, you know, you can just let it go.
Oh, I'm sure that resonates with her. Just to give you some feedback from Vicky, who you just did a card. She was the one that got flow. She said, thank you. That was perfect with where I am at. I think I create my own current. I will now go with the flow.
Great.
And I'm sure Londa will pipe in here in just a minute. I'm going to take one more and then let you rest. Now, this person, Kimberly Ann is her name, and she's given me a little bit of background. So I wonder if I should read that to you and then maybe you can offer from there.
Okay. Sure.
She says, I just received a notice that Workman's Comp is refusing to pay for my injury treatment and auto doesn't want to pay. What insight does the universe have about how to receive the support I deserve?
Okay. I think I'm going to pull you from the Sacred Traveler.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So tell me your name again. Her name.
Kimberly Ann.
Kimberly Ann. Okay, Kimberly. Let's connect to our hearts and just, you can gently close your eyes and you want to breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. And you want to really just let go of all your thoughts and worries and limiting beliefs. Just let go of everything as you breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth. And just give me a minute and I'll pick the perfect card for you. For your highest good and what your soul would like you to know for this. Okay. So your card is support is all around you. Oh, this is gorgeous. Fellow travelers, support is all around you. You can't make this stuff up, right?
I say that all the time, Lynn. I cannot make this stuff up.
Yeah. So let me read you through the guidance and I'll tell you if there's anything extra. So from the card, support is all around you. Be open to support and help from others. You don't need to do it alone. Yeah, women, so much of the time we just feel we have to do everything ourselves. Yeah. Sometimes that support comes from someone you least expect. If someone offers you help, accept it. Trust that your life is guided. Unseen spirit travelers are helping you. Know that you are so very loved in ways that you may not always directly experience. Sharing the journey means that there is support all around you. Blessings from above are showering over your life. You are safe. Yeah, and don't forget to tap into that knowing that ultimately you are safe. Like, we are not our bodies. We're non-physical beings having a physical experience. So we're safe. We're connected to the divine always. So angels and spirit guides are real, and their presence is near. They're only a thought away. They are messengers from the creator, and they come with immense blessings and love. All is well. And there's a little more if you'd like. Fellow travelers are guiding and supporting you, and they love you deeply and profoundly. Be still and open your heart to their messages and healing. Sorry, I have a doggy knocking at the door. They will come to you in soft breezes, rainbows, and feathers that seem to magically appear. Yeah, don't forget to look. Like, open your eyes to all the gifts from spirit, like the feathers and the rainbows and the hearts. Sometimes they will come in the form of a stranger with a message. These signs let you know that you're going in the right direction and that all is unfolding exactly as it should be. Yeah, and don't forget to just really breathe in, like breathe in the love and breathe out all your worries and the niggling thoughts in your head. You know, take even just three breaths, you know, in for all the divine love from source and out through your mouth and letting go of everything. So messengers from the creator come with immense blessings and love. Be open to receive love from others. You are a healing, loving force for others. So thank you so much. Was that Kimberly Ann?
Yeah, that was for Kimberly Ann.
Yeah. So, and if Janet's going to give me the notes, then I can maybe on my Facebook page, like tag your names and post pictures and the guidebook. Maybe we'll see.
Yeah.
What else I can do for that. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Lynn, thank you so much. Goodness. That was, Kimberly Ann says that was great as it aligns with the message from the I Ching I received today. Thank you, Lynn.
Awesome.
So it seems like everybody has really enjoyed having readings. I love it when we do this, when we're able to work with people at that level. So thank you so much, Lynn. I really appreciate that. I also want to post here for people the Facebook page. So it's I've got it right here. LYNNI.
Hi. Lynnie's Brilliant Sparkling Light.
Sparkling Light. There we go. Lynnie, did I do that right? Lynnie's Brilliant Sparkling Light. That is her Facebook page. And my guess is from there that you can access her Facebook Lives. And is that where you think you'll post the information for the cards for people from this morning?
Yes.
That's you? Yeah. So you could just, for all of you who are listening, you just go to Facebook and you can type that up in the search and it will take you right to her page. And then, you know, give her some time here so I can get this information to her and she can put that up on her page for you all. And don't forget, she has a $55 reading special for all of you. Make sure when you connect with her that you let her know you were listening to this on Living Astrology. And that way she'll know that you get the special and it's what your soul wants you to know.
Right.
And $55. Thank you, Lynn. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, Janet. This was so fun. I really appreciate this opportunity.
I'm going to put your email up one more time too for people. And that way they can also reach you. It was girlkodiak@juno.com, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There we go. That is also Lynn's email address. So if you would like to connect with her, you can do that. Also, if you're going to connect with her that way about a reading, make sure you tell her that you got that from Living Astrology.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, I don't know where the time goes, Lynn. An hour has just flown by. Thank you so much for taking the time to do readings for people and for taking your time out to come here on the cafe and talk to us about what you do. For everyone out there, yesterday was the end of the Kickstarter campaign for the Energy Almanac, and unfortunately she wasn't able to raise the amount of money she needed, so the Kickstarter campaign ended. But you can still get the Magic Makers Planner Book, and you can request the Energy Almanac from Tam. I will be posting up where you can get that. I am like this close. Today will be the last day that I work on the Energy Almanac, and it will be a done project, and she will be taking it then into production. So you can order it ahead of time and make sure that you get your copy. So that I'll be posting on the Facebook page later. And that's it for me today. Thank you all so much. Much love to you all. Much love to you, Lynn. Have safe travels. And I look forward to seeing you all tomorrow morning right here, 8 a.m. Pacific time on the In the Medicafé. Bye for now.
Awesome. Bye.